This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue the lesson with which we were engaged last time on the study of Christian marriage. I want to say again, your marriage can be great. But one reason why it is not is because people enter marriage sometimes without an understanding of the commitment that should be involved in it. I had just begun to read near the close of last time from Matthew chapter 19. And I wish that you would get your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 19 and let us read together beginning from verse 3. And there came unto him Pharisees trying him and saying, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said, Have ye not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why then did Moses command to give a bill of divorcement, and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, for your hardness of heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it hath not been so. And I say unto you, Whosoever shall put away his wife, except for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And he that marrieth her when she is put away, committeth adultery. Now this passage makes clear, along with Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, that those people who are eligible to be married in the sight of God are those, one, who have never been married at all, or those who have been married and their companion is dead, or those who have been married and their companion has been guilty of fornication. If one's companion has been guilty of fornication, he has just as much right to remarry as does one who has never been married at all, according to the teaching of Jesus here in this passage. But we're being taught in this nation, our young people are coming to maturity, with a teaching all about them that there is no moral standard, there is no objective truth to which they must comply. In fact, there is the tendency upon the part of many people to simply live together without benefit of marriage. But the Bible teaches this is sin, and in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, all who are guilty of the works of the flesh, including that of fornication, shall not inherit the kingdom of God, and therefore shall be lost forever if they do not repent. People cannot be the kind of partners in marriage they ought to be unless they have an understanding of the commitment that is involved in marriage. And that certainly entails a recognition that God intends one man for one woman for life. But if one is unfaithful, then the other has the right to remarry. Not the guilty party, but the innocent party. Now, another reason why marriages fail is because the partners are not adequate at the standpoint of the physical relationship in marriage. It's amazing to me how people who claim to believe the Bible, who say they love the Bible, they believe in God, and they want to follow the Word of God, and yet their marriage is not what it ought to be for the lack of obedience to the simple teaching given in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Notice now carefully how Paul makes clear that neither husband nor wife has the right to withhold themselves from the other on the standpoint of the physical relationship. Paul says, beginning with verse 1, Now concerning the things whereof you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because of fornications, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife her due, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves unto prayer, and may be together again, that Satan tempt you not because of your incontinency. Now it certainly is not an act of love for a wife or a husband to withhold themselves from the other as to the physical relationship. But our time is up for today, and we'll say a bit more about this tomorrow as we continue our study of the topic, Your Marriage Can Be Great.